The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And Jesus said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am the one,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then Jesus said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and country against country. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before rulers and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and family, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In the name of Jesus. I believe we all ask, what would bring healing in our age? What would inaugurate a new age? What would bring healing to our hearts, our minds, to our communities, to our nation? Malachi, the prophet, hopes for the Son of Righteousness to appear because his world already is burning with inequity and violence. And the writer of today's gospel, St. Luke, had already experienced what Jesus was predicting and announcing in our story. Israel's world had been destroyed. The temple had been destroyed by the empire. It became not just a question of the destruction of the temple, destruction of social order, but it really became a question of God's presence. Will the Son of Righteousness ever rise upon us again? Can there be healing? And so don't we ask in our day, our age, what would heal our divisiveness? What would heal our inhumanity to others? What would heal our climate? And then I know each of us personally ask. We struggle in our hearts with events that are particular to us, perhaps the death of a loved one, or the loss of a dream, are just simply disappointment with ourselves and our failure. Will the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in its wings? The day before our blessing of the animals service, back in early October, when days were yet warm, although they haven't gotten that cold, have they? And the grass was green, I was watering the back lawn with our sprinkler. The birds love this. They love to wet their wings. They fly through the gentle drops of water. The cardinals like especially to play among the wet leaves and branches in our smoke bushes. The robins, they get a big kick out of hanging out in the bird bath and washing and dunking and swimming around. And the turtle doves, they hop along. They hop along the sidewalk and in the grass, and they sip little bits of water from rivulets. So birds, water, grass, the leaves and trees, living, interacting, a harmony to it all, a choreograph of life, of creation, kind of like this is my Father's world that we sang about. There was a healing to it all as I watched, a healing to be found in the simplicity of life and creation, in the peacefulness of creation, a healing in the wings that fluttered and glided. And then there was something more, something special, something I actually had never seen before in my life, as if the birds were choreographing a message for emphasis. Pay attention. As if to underscore what was being communicated, to give a vision, to give language, to give an image from creation itself of beauty, of healing, of connection to the created world, and of connection to the creator of that world, the creator of us all. To glimpse creation as seen by God, the creator, who spoke goodness, it is good, with creation itself. To give a vision, an image of healing in its wings, what this healing might look like among us, how it might be experienced. As the cardinals flashed the red brilliance of their wings flitting about, it was like a signal to the turtle doves. It's time to start washing your wings. It was a signal to begin a remarkable ballet of healing. There in the green grass, almost covering these birds, and if you know a turtle dove, they're kind of gray or brown gray, maybe a few spots, but they're lovely little creatures, but they're not remarkable in their plumage. But amidst that kind of dullness of the back of their feathers, up came a wing, and underneath their dull and drab wing was the glory, the splendor of silver, and it glinted in the sun and flashed in my eye, in the eye of the world, a silvery iridescence. Not imagine. Then another bird, and then two, and then four, and then six, pretty soon a dozen. It was as if there was this choreographed water ballet in the pool of green. Silver wings reaching for the sky within a sea of green, reflecting the light, the sun of righteousness in their wings. Simplicity and peace and beauty and healing. The healing peace, the connection to that which is created by God, connection to God. And then more, as if to say, if you still don't get it, or maybe just to be majestically beneficent, in flew a bird I rarely see, a red-headed woodpecker, who also raised one wing, and underneath was pure gold. There is healing in your wings. Bring peace, make connections, share beauty, speak truth, set the spirit to flight, give life, pay attention. And so we try to this day, with Malachi, who longs for the sun of righteousness, hoping that that sun will rise with healing in its wings. And so in our age, when we feel that this coming day is upon us, and I could not read these lines from Malachi without thinking about climate change, when there's this prediction of things being burned up, global warming. I read this great line the other day, there's no plan to refreeze the Arctic if it melts. Or when we see that the arrogance of our time has drawn us all into conflict and divisiveness and threatens to consume the soul of our communities and nation, when that arrogance feeds and burns until only stubble is left, when we all ask with those in Scripture, have we been abandoned? Was God ever there? Perhaps like for us, our temple experience might have been the 9/11. And those weren't wings of healing, were they? When such a day comes for us all in times of deep loss, as I said earlier, of a loved one, of a hope, the loss of health, or a dream, perhaps we feel our heart, our soul, our life, our voice lost. But the prophet announces that the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. Jesus the Christ brings a new kind of end, a new age, a new world, a new reality. Jesus restores the soul, renews courage, opens our hearts and eyes to beauty, connects us once more to God and to one another. A new day, a new age, a new life. And these are Jesus' end time credentials: nonviolence, inclusive welcome, seeking and saving the lost, challenging patriarchy, empowering women, advocating healing, health care for all, if you will, food for all, forgiveness, and the abundance of life. In the Christ's spirit, soul, and body, he endured all the days that we fear, all the days of destruction, both those that befall us and those that we cause. And most surprising, we are asked to see, we are asked to trust that his wings, his arms, his love, his forgiveness open to us upon the cross. Jesus brings a healing, a connection that even the majesty of creation, the beauty and message of the winged creatures cannot bring, even though they do reflect in their wings the glory of the Christ. Jesus brings forgiveness. He brings the deep presence of God in our lives, in your lives, for life, when we are overcome by the various days of destruction. In forgiveness and promise and love, Jesus endures presently and eternally. And so we too, in faith, will endure and gain our souls, restore our humanity, and bring hope to the world, bringing healing in our wings. Amen.